All right, let's turn it over to Minister Jennifer today, and she's got a word that's going to blow our socks off of us. Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Good morning, family. Before we get started, let's go in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, Lord, the one who sits up high and looks low, we come before you today as humble as we know how, Father God, and we give thanks unto you. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you are going to do. And just thank you, Father. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh Lord God, it would not be enough to thank you for everything that you've given us and everything and the way that you've treated us. Father, for those that are in need of you right now, Father God, meet us at our point of need for our healing, Lord, in our bodies, from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, oh God. Not just physically, Father, healing, but there's a spiritual healing that needs to take place in the body of Christ this day, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I decrease, and I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit increase in me, that the word that you placed in my heart at the 11th hour comes through, and that it become rhema, and that it will change our trajectory, oh Lord God, in the way that we are doing things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, I want to talk about being a thanks giver. Are you a thanks giver? If not, by the end of this teaching, I pray that we can say yes to that question. You know, thanksgiving is all throughout the Bible. Give thanks here, give thanks there. And as men, we sometimes equate thanksgiving with Pocahontas and the pilgrims on a long table out in the woods somewhere eating a feast. But thanksgiving is really, should be, praising God. Because without God, we're nothing. So I'm going to give you some scriptures on thanksgiving, and then I'm going to talk about 10 benefits of thanksgiving and being a thanksgiver. Psalm 95:2. The King James Version says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. The Amplified, let us come before his presence with the song of thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. Thanksgiving. Sydney, I am overjoyed. I'm just trembling inside with thanks for what God has done for you. And I'm going to use your testimony as the thanksgiver basis.
Amen.
Come before his presence with thanksgiving, girl.
Yes, Lord.
Because he did it and no one else.
Amen. I couldn't stop giving him thanks Friday. I cried.
And
I
just sing. Yes, sing joyfully unto him.
Oh, I sang. I danced. I couldn't stop dancing.
And keep going. Because when we get to them 10 benefits, you're going to see that all of this joyful singing and praising and thanksgiving is going to reap benefits for you and for us, if we take this same example and apply it to our lives.
Amen.
So Psalm 107:21-22. I keep grabbing the wrong mouse. King James Version. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works through the children of men, verse 22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works and rejoicing. Let's go to the Passion. So lift up your hands and give thanks to God for his marvelous kindness and for his miracles, hallelujah, of mercy for those he loves. Sydney. 22, bring your praise and an offering and your thanks as a sacrifice. as you sing your story of miracles with a joyful song. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. What did the doctor say? We don't know what happened. What do you say? Jesus. Said, the miracle of Jesus. Glory to God. Psalm 116 and 17. King James Version. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. The Amplified. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Psalm 147 and 7. King James Version. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. The Passion. Sing out with songs of thanksgiving to the Lord. Let's sing our praises with melodies overflowing. I don't care if you can't hold a tune in a bucket of water. You sing unto the Lord. You sing unto the Lord your thanksgiving. Off tune, I don't care. He don't care. It is just beautiful to his ears to hear us sing out thanksgiving and praises unto him for what he has done. For what he has done. Be a thanks giver. Psalm 50 and 14. King James Version. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. The Living Bible. What I want from you is your true thanks. I want your promises fulfilled. I want you to trust me in your times of trouble so that I can rescue you and you can give me the glory. Thanksgiving. Oh, glory, Sydney. I know we all got some moments in our lives but this is fresh and this is now. And we have seen the struggle and we know the struggle. Thanksgiving, being thankful to God for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he is going to do, manifested right here in front of us. We give thanks. It wasn't our miracle, but we give thanks. We give thanks because we know brain surgery ain't 100% guaranteed you're going to come off that table. I don't care how minor or less intrusive it is. There is never a guarantee. But now that you don't have to have it, glory to God. Thank you, Father. One less stressor. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 4 and 2. King James Versions. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. All right, what happened here? Watch in the same with thanksgiving. The Living Bible. Don't be weary in prayer. Keep at it. Watch for God's answers and remember to be thankful when they come. Glory to God. I'm just so excited that God brought this all together because I can tell you, church, I was a little nervous and a little worried. Yesterday, I was struggling like, Lord, what? And when I got this and then Sydney and then talking with Deacon Reverend this morning and he was struggling yesterday, I'm like, okay, I can. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, but with all the attention of Thanksgiving in the Bible, It is worth our time for us to consider the benefits of being a thanksgiver. So I'm going to give you 10 benefits of Thanksgiving or of being a thanksgiver. Number one, God sees you as a grateful person. Luke 17:17-18 in the New King James Version. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" This is when Jesus healed those 10 lepers. He cleansed 9. He healed the one and made him whole because he was thankful for what Jesus had done. When you demonstrate a positive attitude of thanksgiving, God will take note of it. And like he took note of that Samaritan. And it's like when your child comes to you and you do something for your child or you do something for your boss or you do something for someone and they say, "Thank you." You take note of that. What did that make you want to do for them? Want to do something else. Being a grateful person, being a thanksgiver, comes back to you. Number two, it gives you access into God's presence. Listen, church, listen. Psalm 100:4-5 in the New King James Version. "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generation." Let's say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Can you come in my house if I don't open the door? Can you go through a fenced in area if I don't unlock that fence? So how can we expect to get into the presence of God if we don't come in with thanksgiving? How can we expect an audience with God if we ain't coming in with thanksgiving? We can say we're in the presence and in the Holy of Holies, but if we ain't giving thanks, we just bumping our gums. And where there is no audience, there can't be any answers. So we need to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Glory to God, the door is open. The door is open. Come in. Come in. Number three, you please God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Who don't want to please God? Who don't want to please your family? Thanksgiving is the will of God, and when you give thanks to him, it pleases him. When you give thanks to God, he's pleased with you. If one is pleased with someone else, you go that extra mile for them because you don't mind going that extra mile for them. Because you know what you are doing is appreciated and they're grateful and they're thankful. That's how God sees us. If we would take the time and stop and thank him, he will go that extra mile. He will continue to show up and show out in our lives. And this is not just thankful for being for giving for good things. This is thankful when you're going through, right, Sydney? thankful for when you're going through.
Amen. Amen.
Not just when it's all good. Everything is
glory.
Great. Thankful for when you're going through.
Ooh.
Number four, God is magnified. Psalm 69 and 30. I will praise the name of God with the song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Boast on God. Boast on him. Talk about him. Thank him. Like Sydney told the doctor. The doctor said, I don't know. Sydney said, I don't know. It was Jesus. Amplify him. Glory to God, Sydney. Thank you. Hallelujah. Because amplify, boast, glorify God in the presence of whoever. Don't sit back. Don't sit on him. Don't go under your breath. Thank you, Lord. Let it be known right then and there. Because in that instant, that seed that you planted, you never know what's already been poured into that person or those people that hear you amplify God in the midst of a trial. And then, like King David said, let's do it as a group. Psalm 34 and 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Ooh, glory. You hear me? Group magnification of God. Who gonna be in the midst? Right there. He right there in the midst of us. As we exalt his name, he is right there in the midst. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And that's where you want God to be, in the midst of your praise and your worship, of your prayers, of your intercession, of your love, of your pain, of your suffering, of your joy. You want God in the midst of that because he is the only one that can take it away. That was number four. And when we magnify the Lord, he magnifies himself in our lives. When we're walking in step with God, thankful, grateful, appreciative, and magnifying, that glow, that glory, that anointing is on our lives. It is visible to those that know Christ. It is seemingly visible to those that are on the outskirts. All they can say is that's a good person, but they don't know the depth of how that goodness is within you if they don't know Christ. And guys, all of this thankfulness and all of this giving back unto God, it's not for us. It's for those that are around us that need to know how great and how awesome and how good our God truly is. And we show them that through the lives that we live, through our thankfulness, our gratefulness, our appreciativeness, and our thanksgiving. Number five, it brings balance to our spiritual life, especially in prayer. Colossians 4 and 2 says, devote yourselves in prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Imagine praying with no thanksgiving. It's just a selfish exercise. Lord, I come to you. I need this, Lord. Give me this, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. But it's not true thanks. Because it's quick, like biz quick, rise up quick, flatten, it's dawn. Then God is right there because he's a faithful God and true to his word. We come back and we do the same thing. It's all selfish. It's just gimme, gimme, gimme. You know how little babies won't gimme, gimme. They haven't learned the art of thanking, saying thank you. But gimme, gimme, gimme. Go back, come back. I want some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. We cannot be gimme Christians when it comes to God. We have to be give him. Give him. Give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Give him the worship. Because I don't care what station we are in life right now. It could be worse. But we have God in us, beside us, in front of us, behind us, all around us. We've got God. And there are some darts that have been thrown our way that he had pushed out the way. There are some that hit and landed, but only for a season. But we have to be thankful. We can't be ingrates. We can't be constantly taking, 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 taking. That drains a human. And if a zillion of us is constantly draining, pulling on God, and he ain't getting nothing in return, he gonna be like, y'all go sit down. He gonna be like, I'm gonna sit you down. He gonna be like, here's COVID. Go get it together. Think about it. We're in a time out, family. Whether you believe it or see it or agree, because we were drifting away. As a people, we were drifting. Like the Israelites, our heads were being, Israelites, our heads were being turned away from God. It's time for us to turn back. Our spiritual life needs to be filled with thanksgiving and not gimme, gimme, gimme. Do you have a thankful heart? Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Check your heart. Is it truly thankful? Or is it like, ah, thank you, but I did this. That selfishness, that pride. Jesus showed us how to pray our spiritual lives with thanksgiving. You remember when he took that bread and that fish and he fed them people? All them people, he did it twice. Remember the prayer? John 6:11 says, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples. Ooh, glory. God heard that thanks before he heard anything else. He know there was a need, but God, I'm gonna thank you first that you meet the needs of your people. Twice. Fed a whole bunch of people. 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. That one is an example of thankfulness and prayer. He did it again. Remember when he called Lazarus out that grave? John 11:41.
Oh, glory.
He said, Father, thank you for hearing me. Ha! You hear me? Because he would have been like, Lazarus, come out. God's like, he ain't coming out. You ain't thank me for nothing. There's an example, giving thanks before it happens. Oh, Lazarus, God. Come out. God said back to like, what's the magic words? You know how we tell our children, what's the magic word? You're welcome. Thank you. Before Jesus even called Lazarus out, he said, thank you for hearing me. And if I know God hears me, If I had entered into his presence with thanksgiving and I know he hear me, I know he's going to answer my prayer. Glory to God. Number six, it ignites joy in you and creates an atmosphere for the supernatural. Sydney, get up and shout, girl. Hallelujah. You hear me? Ignites that joy in you and it creates an atmosphere of the supernatural. Because man didn't see that brain surgery not being needed. Psalm 28 and 7 says, the Lord is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trust in him with all my heart. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy. And I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. That's from the New Living Translation. In Jeremiah 30 and 19, the Lord said, there will be joy and songs of thanksgiving, and I will multiply my people and make of them a great and honored nation. That's New Living Translation. Isaiah 51 and 3. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody, from the New King James Version. Joy and thanksgiving go together, family. Psalm 100, the whole song. A thanksgiver cannot be held captive by the spirit of despair or frustration or sadness. Psalms 50, 14 to 15. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vow to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and I shall glorify, and you shall glorify me. As you begin to thank God, negative feelings of sadness and despair and moodiness, that should go away. Joy and happiness and gleefulness should be released in you. And the more you thank God, the more you thank God, the more joy should come up. No one needs to be down and depressed during this time if they're thanking God and truly meaning it and thanking him with joy. Number seven, it gives you supernatural strength to face and overcome the challenges of life. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than a human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Challenges sometimes can be really, really overwhelming. We can get, and I know I've been there, I don't want to get off the couch. I don't want to be involved in life. I just want to have a pity party. I want to wallow in whatever mess I'm in right now because I, in my natural eye, can't see any way out of it. But when I gave it over to God, that spiritual eye started making its way back to the forefront. And I could see that I didn't have to be where I was by myself. And that I didn't have to stop in the hell that I was in, that I could keep moving. Because Jesus was showing me that there is a light at the end of that tunnel. That he was the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. Remember when Paul and Silas was put in jail for healing that young girl of them demons that they were the people were profiting off of her, but they cast those demons out and they threw them in jail. They didn't go in despair. They weren't angry. they were in jail and they were still praising God and giving him the glory. Hadn't done nothing wrong. And what happened? They came out of that thing victorious. Number 8, it positions you for more blessings. If you thank God for what he's done for you, you prepare yourself for him to do more. Gratitude to God makes you a candidate for more blessings from him. The saying that gratitude is the right attitude is apt. Nobody wants to bless an ungrateful person. I don't. I'm gonna be honest, I don't. If I'm gonna give you something, not that I need it, but it is just, it's you. Be grateful. Be thankful. I'm not asking for anything in return. Nothing in return. It's for you to be blessed by what God has positioned me to do. Because I ain't doing it on my own. Just be blessed by what God has positioned me to be able to do and be thankful. You ain't got to thank me, but thank God that he put someone in your life to do what he wants you to do. God uses us all as sources and resources to do what he wants to get done. And all God is asking is that the receiver of those whatevers be a thanksgiver back to him. Because if we are doing what we're told to do, he's going to take care of us. We're going to thank him for these opportunities of giving. We thank him for the opportunities of receiving. And then he's going to bless that next person. It multiplies. And thanksgiving go hand in hand. We thanking God for what he's allowing to be done in our lives, that he is moving us for someone else. And then they're thanking God for it. It's a chain, family. And we're all interlocked together in thanksgiving. Just like we're all interlocked together with love. Love ye one another as I have loved ye. So thanksgiving is right there with that love. If I love you, I'm thankful for you. I'm appreciative of you. And scratch that. Take off the if. I love you, so I'm thankful. There's no if in God's love. Why should there be a if in ours? Now we done slapped on a condition. God loves us unconditionally. He didn't say, Jennifer, if you get up at 4:30 in the morning, I'm going to get this word right in you. He didn't say if. Now get up. Y'all don't hear me. Multiplication. I'm thankful, you thankful, you thankful, you thankful. And it all is going right back up to God. And he is going, okay, there's more for you, more for you, more for you, more for you. Levels of it. Like I said, I am so psyched by this present day miracle in Sydney. I am. I really am. And I'm thankful to God. I am, Sydney, I am just so thankful. I am. I ain't gonna start crying. So instead of us, Holy Spirit, bring me in. Instead of grumbling and complaining about little things, we need to cultivate a positive attitude, family, of giving thanks. And just sit back and watch God. Thank you, Lord. Watch God. Thank you, Lord. This is a sweet aroma, they say, right? This is a sweet aroma. Thanksgiving, a sweet aroma. Because he know now that we trust and believe and we have faith in him. Number 9. Oh, this is a good one. It keeps us humble. How many of us get out before God?
I'm going to tell you, I've done it. Look what I did. Look, I did this. When we give thanks to God, you're giving him the credit. Sometimes we forget that it's because of him that we can do the things that we can do. It's not by our power, because without God, we got nothing. We are nothing. But we will get ahead of that thing and go, I did this for them and I did that for them, and forget all about God. So we need to humble ourselves, because it says 2 Corinthians 10:17, the person who wishes to boast should boast only of what God has done, not what they have done. Not like our current president, the greatest ever. Nobody's ever done it like I've done it before. It'll never be done this way again, because only I, this man, this shell of a man, only I can do the things that I have done. Where is God in this? Where's the glory of God? Where's the thanksgiving of God? And I'm not trying to make a political statement or anything, but this is just an example of pride. There's no humbleness there. Have you ever asked God for forgiveness? I've never done anything wrong. Why should I figure I can just fix it myself? You are a person without God. Because a godly person, a Christian, one filled with the Holy Spirit, knows that everything in them and that comes out of them should magnify and glorify God. It all comes back around to God, not no man. In Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride will bring him down, will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Think about the two issues now. President-elect Biden, President Trump. Pride and humble. If you didn't understand the scripture, you got two entities right in front of you that you can see. The scales can be moved from your eyes and you can see a prideful man and a humble man. And see which one do you believe God is going to keep his hand on and is going to bless? And we'll circle back around with that in a year or two. And number 10, it promotes good health. If you're grateful and thankful, you're joyful. And if you're joyful, you ain't stressing, you ain't worrying, because you know stress leads to physical ailments. Stress leads to spiritual ailments, because the stress and the physical pull you away from the center of God instead of drawing you to him. So when you're thankful and you're joyful and you're singing praises, you're healthier. Try it. Try it. Try it. Just start thanking him. Just start being, I'm just full of joy, thankful. And it will manifest itself in your body, in your physical body, in your spiritual life. It will become more healthier. Y'all know my glasses on, know where they at, right? So those were the 10. So let's focus on what being thankful. I'm going to tell you a few things. Be thankful that you don't have already everything that you want. Why, Minister Jennifer? Because if you did, what would you have to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something. Why? because it gives you an opportunity to learn. Be thankful for difficult times, because it's during these times that you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you the opportunity to improve. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build strength and character. Be thankful for mistakes, because they teach you a valuable lesson, hopefully not to repeat it again. Be thankful when you are weary and tired. It means you've made a difference. There are a lot more things to be thankful for. And that was just a few of them. So in conclusion, I say, rise up, begin to become a thanks giver, and thank God for all he has done for you in your life. Reverend Johnson Oatman Jr. said, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this day, Father God, for the word that you allow to pour forth from you, Father God. I pray, O Lord God, that we will all walk away from this, O Lord, and cultivate, O Lord God, cultivate, O God, a spirit, a heart of thankfulness, to become a thanksgiver during this time from here and forth. We bless your name, O Lord God, and we magnify you, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. And we give it over into you in Jesus' name. Amen.